SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Para saan po ang Overseas Employment Certification? So, yung OEC na tinatawag, at makakakuha ba ako nito mula sa inyong opisina dito sa Philippine Embassy sa Canada?
Okay. Ang Overseas Employment Certificate o kilala bilang OEC ay nagsisilbing exit clearance ng ating mga kababayang OFW para makalabas ulit sila ng Pilipinas. Ito po ay valid within 60 days. Kaya maaari po silang kumuha nito sa aming opisina dito sa Canberra o sa nalalapit, kapag malapit na ho kanilang bakasyon. Pero kailangan ho na meron ho silang verified employment contract. Since based po kami sa ACT na malayo sa ibang party ng states ng Australia, We always recommend our clients na kumuha na rin sila ng OEC sa habang nakabakasyon sila sa Pilipinas. Ito po ang pwedeng gawin sa Pilipinas noon sa anumang malapit na DMW or PA office. So any provinces po meron din po noon. So usually po, like kunwari may mga kababayan tayong nasa Perth na alam naman natin ang way lang pagpunta dito ay masyadong matagal. So we recommend them na sa ano na lang po kumuha sa DMW. Kasi by that time, habang nakabakasyon sila, they'll spend a few hours of appointment with DMW and they will just present the said verified employment contract and i-issue na ho sila ng OEC.
So ito pong OEC para lang kapag mag-exit ang OFW sa Pilipinas. So hindi naman kinakailangan yung OEC kapag papasok ka ng Pilipinas.
Tama po. So ang kailangan nila habang nandito sila sa Australia is yung verified employment contract. So priority one po sa mga lahat ng kababayan natin yung verified employment contract. Then later on na lang po yung OEC pag nasa Pilipinas na po sila. And to add lang po pala, ang OEC po natin since last year, nagkaroon po ng changes. Meron po tayong bagong nilabas na program from OEC. Papalitan na ho yun ng OFW pass. From that OFW pass, that means to say po, from the mobile app, mag-i-issue na ng OEC. So, that was introduced last July by our President Bongbong Marcos. But currently, it's still on the pilot stage. So, may 10 countries ngayon na nag-implement yun. For Australia, hindi pa siya kasama. Pero later on, we would definitely announce that to the public kapag full blast ng OFW pass. Kasi through that po, hindi nyo na kailangan pumunta ng office namin or ng DMW. Sa cellphone na lang po mismo. Basta may hawak kayong verified contract, then from the cellphone po, mag-i-issue na ng OEC or OFW pass.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.